We are joined with our Pro Stock event winner, Tanner Gray. You became the first Pro Stock driver to get three wins this year, and in a class as competitive as it's been. Just talk a little bit about what an accomplishment that is for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely a huge accomplishment, but, you know, we struggled a lot at the beginning of the season, did a lot of testing, and I think we were all kind of over there, like, couldn't really see, you know, where that hard work was just because the results weren't showing. You know, it feels good to finally turn the corner and be able to see where all the hard work has paid off. I mean, Davey has worked his butt off on the car, and so have all those guys over there, and, you know, it's finally starting to make good, consistent runs, and, you know, it's showing us the same thing every run, so, you know, it definitely feels good. You know, I wouldn't be sitting right here if it wasn't for a race car, so that's pretty much, you know, what's been behind all the success.
Eric is known for what's he do with the starting line, and you full shot at her. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about being able to be really like that?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, she missed it. That's all I can say. I mean, she's not bad at all. So, you know, she obviously just missed it right there. That's really the only thing I know to say. You know, I mean, I felt like I had not struggled, but I was missing it for what I felt like I should have been the first three rounds. I was 26, 22, and 22, and I felt like there was more there, and that's what I kept telling Dave. I just, you know, I was missing it about a hundredth is what I felt, and, you know, I think right there I finally stepped up, you know, because I feel like me and her step up against each other when we race, and for whatever reason, I, you know, just seemed to be able to get up on the wheel a little bit more against her, and, you know, I think it showed, so. I mean, it's definitely cool to, you know, beat someone on a whole set that's known for leaving the starting line. But at the end of the day, I know in the back of my mind that she just missed it. So, you know, it's really not too big of a deal. You know, the thing I'm most proud of is the race car that we have right now and the hard work that those guys have put into it. You know, that's the reason I'm here, like I said.
Yeah, and I mean, the points lead too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's cool that you're leading the points, but at the end of the day, you know that it's still early. So, yeah, I don't want to peak too soon, if that makes sense. Right. So, you know, just got to keep the momentum rolling, and my goal is to be top three going into the countdown. So, if we can stay up there like that and really do what we need to do, I think that shouldn't be a problem for us. So,
talk about the challenge you guys faced getting only one hit at the track going in today.
Yeah, that I told them down there, that speaks pretty loud volumes to what our guys do over there. I mean, having one hit on a track that, you know, just got resurfaced and you know, not really knowing what it's going to throw at you is pretty big. I think NHRA could have done a better job at, you know, getting us more than one run, but, you know, it paid off for us. So I can't complain sitting here in the motor circle at the end of the day. So all is good.
Talk about your confidence level on that last run.
I don't know, it's tricky. I felt pretty relaxed. You know, final rounds for me are always very relaxing for whatever reason. You know, the rounds that are tough are probably the first round and the semis for me. That's where I seem to maybe struggle a little bit more. So, you know, I think my confidence was pretty high going into that round. I knew that we had a great race car, and to be honest with you, I did not expect them to run 60. Kind of blows me away that they ran 60. That's an awesome run right now on this track, so you know, that's pretty incredible. But I figured she'd run 63, 64. You know, she'd been about 300s off of us all day, and two to three, and I figured she'd run that. So I figured all I needed to be was really 20, and, you know, I had the thing in the bag, and, you know, went up there and hit the tree, and felt like I killed it when I, you know, went across and looked out there in high gear, and she wasn't even in the window right there. So, you know, it was pretty neat feeling to see that and to know that you win. So,